Then fourthly, the shahada, the witnessing of the marriage by two upright witnesses. The fourth condition for the marriage to be valid is two witnesses know about it. And when we say they know about it, they are able to identify the woman. And they can say, Fulana, the daughter of Fulan, they know that was her in the marriage. It's not, I was there and a guy married somebody at the masjid. But the witness knows both parties. He's a witness to the identity of both parties. He knows the mahar, he knows the dowry, he knows any stipulations that were there. So the whole point is, later on they may differ over something that was in the contract. How do we solve this differing? Bring the two witnesses back. You are a witness for this marriage. The husband claims that she only requested such and such mahar to be paid later. The woman is saying, no, it was much more. What did you witness? What did you hear? What did you understand? The witness then says, no, it was 1,000. Both witnesses say it's 1,000. That's what it is. It's 1,000 in the judgment, no matter what the claim is from either of the two parties. That's the point of the witnesses. If there's ever a discussion or a controversy or a disagreement, the point of the witnesses is a practical one. It is not routine or culture that doesn't have any practicality to it. They may be called. So with that in mind, dear brothers and sisters, that it's a practical thing, a real thing in practice. Should your witnesses be, and I say should, pay attention to the wording, should your witnesses be travelers who are in town this weekend? Why not? Yeah, the practicality of let's call the witnesses, that's going to be difficult. This guy lives outside the country. It's allowed. It works. Any two upright witnesses will be valid. But is it practical? Sometimes you think, is it practical? What about taking the woman's uncle and her grandfather? They're two men. They're good people in the community, known to be just and fair, righteous. The woman's uncle and her grandfather. What do you think? They can be biased. There's an issue of disagreement here. In a court case, what happens when you come with a complaint against someone and all the witnesses you have are your brothers and your uncles and your family? The judge is generally going to be very suspicious about this, and he's not going to accept the only witnesses in the case are connected to one of the two people in dispute. There is reason to discount these witnesses. So with that in mind, then, you should, and not you must, but you should pick witnesses who are neutral, impartial, not the direct family member of either of the two. But if you didn't have a lot of people to choose from, and you chose an uncle from his family and an uncle from her family, is it valid? Sure, it's valid, right? So when you have options, try to pick long-standing members of your community known for honesty and being impartial and being fair, those who are not on one side or the other, those who are generally impartial. Those would be your best witnesses. Namahi.